Hello. On this episode of Hacker Public Radio, I will talk about how I fixed my new-to-me used Samsung Admire by drowning it. That kind of claim needs a disclaimer, so here it is. First of all, if you do try this at home, as I did, only do it after you have exhausted all other options, just as I did, or perhaps you can think of some that I did not think of. Anyway, to the story that tells the situation. I bought this phone for a junk price, knowing that it had been dropped in the snow and had unknown battery problems with it. I feel like I need to back up and say that I have had a number of smartphones before. None of them had Windows, iOS, or BlackBerry on them. I had this Admire, and at first it was hard to power on. It would not even power unless while charging. Eventually that stopped with regular charging and a new battery. But other battery power issues remained, and new ones actually arose, like constantly beeping and buzzing like it does when you plug in the charger. But this was random and almost constant. The problem with snow or mud puddles, and particularly snow by sidewalks, is that they have unknown dirt, metals, and especially with sidewalk snow, salt. So it needed to be rinsed safely, and likely not just the battery contacts. An old-time Unix geek from way back that I know locally told me about rinsing it in distilled water. Now I know a bit about what to do if your phone gets wet by accident, but to dunk it on purpose, well, I told them that I would have to think about it. And this person and I are really fairly close. I know that he does not lie about stuff like that. It was me that I was concerned about. But he replied to me that he would buy the phone from me at $5 more than what I paid for it, and he would do it for himself per this advice. Okay, geek challenge taken. I can't pass that up. And he knew it. So I got the distilled water, and I borrowed a hairdryer. A hairdryer, you might be asking? I know I did. But my friend told me that he thinks that the phone still being wet is part of the problem he sees with the sealed container of rice idea. So I was careful to set the dryer on the lowest heat level, just as he said. After what I call a long time, after the phone was no longer dripping wet and I had dried the outside totally, I put it down in a sealed container of rice for about a week and a half. That was a long week and a half. I had already grown used to having the phone. Most people and buyer is not no $400, but most people buy $400 phones and do not realize that they are handheld computers. Or if they do realize that, that does not mean much because all they ever do with their desktop is Facebook and Solitary. Anyway, so I was dying in the waiting, but it worked, and I am recording this episode of HPR on it now, and it does not beep and buzz like crazy. The battery does not drain in 5 hours, but lasts as long as I might expect it to normally. I do use Juice Defender. That was no help at all before I dunked the phone. Okay, that is this episode of HPR. I hope it was entertaining and helps you as much as it did me, truly. Find me on Google Plus by Sean Campbell and My Friend by Daniel Newman. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.